LNB's audio diary for the 26th of March, 2023. It is a Sunday and it's about 8:45 in the morning. I'm just leaving the animal shelter, dropped off Mrs. Bronx, and I took care of the rabbits. And they have a volunteer scheduled for today who actually texted and said she was going to be in for sure at 8:30, about an hour, 45 minutes, whatever. So that's good, and that means I'm out. Except I'm not, because I have to run to the store to pick up carrots and greens for those voracious little beasts. They like the carrots and greens, and I dropped up like the more greens than I normally would in there just to finish off the container. You know, I get the mixed greens from the salad section. Or the case, you know, the salad case area of the supermarket. And they were getting a little rubbery, so I didn't want to leave a small amount for tomorrow that I might have to throw out anyway. So I dropped them all in, and the carrots are low, so I'll grab carrots while I'm there. And there's one or two things that we need, so I'll get those as well. Then I'll swing by here, drop off the carrots and greens, and then I'll take off and head home. Weather has been weird. I won't belabor it, because it's probably weird everywhere these days. But we had a nice day yesterday, and it was quiet. Not too windy, not too rainy or anything. Overnight, it snowed a little bit. I don't know. A dusting almost, really. But it did cover everything, so I had to clear off the car. And the roads were a little bit icy. But in the last few days, the roads, we had weather like freezing rain, slushy ice, you know, I don't know, cruddy snow, enough to put a glaze of ice. This was, it was last Friday. They put a glaze of ice on the highway. Now, I didn't have to leave, but Mrs. Bronx had a surgery that a clinic day that day the doctor came in for it. They can get him in like a couple times a month really these days. I'm in the wrong lane, dude. Wrong lane. I'm used to doing other stuff. Okay, we'll do this. Sorry. So she went in on Friday, but got a ride with a coworker friend. So I didn't have to go anywhere. And later she texted me and said the road was a sheet of ice. It was horrible driving going in. By the time the afternoon rolled around, they were coming home, everything had melted. The roads were dry. And it's been like that. It's just been like that. So yeah, terrible, terrible winter. It was a terrible winter. For a winter that we didn't get tons and tons, like huge snowstorms, you know, where, you know, we get 2 feet, 3 feet, whatever. We had one or two real snowstorms, but then, you know, three times a week we'd get this little snowfall that made the driving terrible, that covered everything with snow and ice, and then it would melt, and oh, it was awful. It's just been terrible. And it's not over yet, clearly. It's not over yet. Anyway, that's my weather rant. You know, because if I complain enough, the weather will get better, right? One of the nice things, as I say, during the day, it was nice yesterday. So I got to go out to the shed and record yesterday, and that was good. And it's supposed to be nice again today. I don't know, there's a lot of clouds around. Some of them are ugly looking, but they're all moving, so I don't know. But yeah, it could be, and it's not very windy. So I'm thinking I'm going to go out today as well and record while I can, while I have a nice day. Because the rest of the week we have the same prediction. You know, possible snow, possible rain, possible ice, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'll try to get that recording in as I can. Take advantage of the nice weather. So I recorded chapter 15 yesterday of All He Surveys, volume 1, And I worked a little bit on the audio for 14 yesterday, but I had other stuff that had to get done. And today I worked on, or I made sure that I have some of the newsletters ready to go for next week. I still have more to do on that. I want to get everything set. Keep your eyes peeled for the Star Drifter newsletter this Wednesday, coming out this Wednesday. There's a new short story in that that you can enjoy or not. It's up to you. but that, you know, I've been able to push out some new fiction, very short pieces for the newsletters, and that feels good. And this is another of my, one of my glimpses of Opal City storyline, where it's just, you know, all of this takes place in Opal City Station, a space station in, that actually was featured in the role-playing game when we had a regular game going. And the idea is just to kind of cement the concept that although it's outer space, although it's the future, and they're living on a space station, all of this sort of impossible stuff, people are just people. And the things that they go through are not unlike the stuff that we go through ourselves on a daily basis. Maybe not all of us, but, you know, just human relationships or things that people do, you know, things that have to get done on this station for this future and that people in general need to do. All right, I'm gonna run in, hold on. Okay, that was the store. Don't wander around. They had bags of carrots, but they aren't as big as the old bags of carrots. Maybe they're downsizing their carrot size. Oh, and I got myself a diet grape soda. Nothing like fake grape, baby. One of my favorite fake flavors of all time. Probably the most favorite of the fake flavors. Always a fan. Let's see now. Oh yeah. That's the good stuff. And by good, I mean lousy, but come on. I have a cup holder that's adjustable, but it's kind of a hassle to work one-handed. All right, let's get out of here before it gets too busy. Busy. Boy. So, a couple things. Let's see. What are you up to? You want to turn. All right. Last week or over, when was it? Yeah, it's last week because it's Sunday. Last week I stopped by that gaming shop in Sholo. Now I had popped in once and I talked to some dude who was also looking for a gaming group, and he kind of said he was going to talk to some guy and that fell through and blah blah blah. So I don't know what's happening there, but at any rate, I stopped by another day just to check out the store, because when I walked in, I didn't really do anything. But I popped in just to check the place out. It's actually really nice, but it's very focused on board games and card games, right? There is a whole wall of D&D books, but it is D&D specifically. They're only, I don't know, there was some indie fantasy game there as well, a game book. I think like one or two things that I didn't recognize in that either weren't D&D in and of themselves, or they were third-party D&D products. I couldn't quite tell. Sometimes that's all one and the same. Just ask Kobold Press. But at any rate, it's really well put together. They also have a significant section for Arizona tchotchke stuff, You know, it's really common out here in a lot of stores. You know, they'll have refrigerator magnets with Arizona on it. They'll have mugs and, all sorts of stuff. Little figurines of elk and whatever. You know, all that sort of stuff. But it was larger than I would have expected for a game shop. I'm like, who's coming in to buy this stuff? It seems weird. But they also have an online presence, so maybe they sell stuff that way. I don't know. But it was a lot of stuff, because, I mean, I don't know. If I'm from somewhere else, and I suppose, if I'm, like, traveling through here, and it's like, you know, and gaming's my passion, and I always look for new gaming shops, and I walk in, if I'm already from Arizona, I'm not buying any of that stuff. So, I don't know. But I figure either, you know, they wouldn't be there if they weren't selling it, or maybe they thought they'd sell it and they're stuck with it. I don't know. Didn't have dust on it, so that's always a good sign. But there's a lot of it. There was a lot of that stuff, too. But a whole wall of Funko Pops, you know, because people buy that stuff. I don't know why. Why the hell that stuff? To me, that's garbage. That just take up, you know, that would just take up space and collect dust. I don't understand that stuff. But whatever, if you're into Funko Pops, they got you covered. There's a lot of them there. And it's called Deuces Wild. It's not on the Deuce of Clubs. They started out some time ago on the Deuce of Clubs, but they're not there anymore. They've had to kind of move around because of landlord problems. Pretty common. But now they're on White Mountain Boulevard, which is not too far. It's not a big town, so it's all close. It's all close. But they do have a very large gaming space. And it's set up for both role-playing games, specifically, you know, fantasy role-playing games and D&D, almost certainly. And a lot of stuff for Magic the Gathering, because that's their focus, and Yu-Gi-Oh!, other card games like that. But it's a very big gaming space. And I've driven by on busy nights. And I guess Saturday's a really busy night. And they're kind of busy Sundays, too. But I've driven by there on those days. And they can be mobbed. They can be really mobbed there. So a lot of people do show up to play. It was really cold in there when I went. You know, it's the middle of winter and stuff, but it was, I guess, I don't know. They either didn't have the heat on or whatever, and it wasn't, like, right as soon as the store opened. They'd been open for a couple hours. But, yeah, it's a nice place. The owner, you know, I'm socially awkward, so, you know, my conversation with the owner was halting and stunted, but he seemed like a really nice guy and had an assistant. I don't know who she was, but, you know, she was help. They were unloading new stock, so they were busy anyway. But it was interesting to walk in there, and it's difficult to kind of crack that environment, if that makes any sense. I'm not, you know, I'm not a social person. You know, I'm not easy to talk to in person. It's easier, like, verbally, you know, just like, you know, over the phone or something like that. I'm better. But in person, especially if I have to introduce myself and it's about me and not about another thing, right? You know, I can chat and be personable when I'm calling someplace about a particular topic, a particular thing, right? Because that's an in. That's a way, that's something you already have to communicate about, right? And from there I can branch up. But when it's all me, boy, I hit a wall. So it's difficult to break in. Now, I asked about setting up a game and just playing, and he was like, yeah, you could just show up and see if you can get anybody interested. So the space is there. The space is available. It's just getting the people. And I don't know 100% how to go about that, really, in person. I figure if I show up to the D&D game, and try to get an in. First off, I haven't played D&D in so long. It wouldn't be a bad idea to necessarily play D&D, right? It'd be a good idea, in fact, just to get a taste for what it's like. But the guy that I contacted or that I spoke with, he said that he was told the Sunday game is full. And it may or may not be full. I don't know. You know, there's some question as to what's really happening. At least in my mind, there's some question about it. Because the guy didn't know anybody either, really. And, you know, it was one of those. It's just all disjointed and weird. So, if I present myself there on a Sunday, I could probably play. But Sunday's not good for me, you know. Mrs. Bronx, today's Sunday. I'll have to pick her up at 3. Their game starts at 3. I'll have to pick her up, drive her home, and then come back. It's an hour later by the time I get myself there. And, you know, they're only playing for 3 hours, so there's no point, right? So Sunday's not a good day for me. So it would be another day, and that's why there was supposed to be a guy on Wednesday, and then I got the text last week that it was called off. No real explanation, so that was that. I don't know. All right, hold on. Okay, that was a carrot and green delivery. So, let's see. I suppose if I make myself more prominent there, you know, show up on a regular basis, once or twice a week, and maybe find a way to put up a notice or something of that nature, it might be a better experience, right? This is where social media really would come in handy, right? Because it's a social thing. And, you know, Facebook is just not my thing. So, and I'm not going to get a Facebook account just to, you know, hopefully try to grab, you know, find people who want to play. So, I'm not entirely certain what's going to happen. We'll see. I also, you know, I'm still thinking about doing an online game. I've been looking into people who are looking for games there too, so. But I just don't think the role-playing game can progress without playing. Not anymore. I think I'm at that point where I just need to play. Find the problems, you know? Fix them. And start expanding. You know, the rule book, you know, I talk about the rules and the rules and writing the rules and the rules and the rules and blah, 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 blah. Well, some of it will need amending. There's no doubt. But the rule book in general needs expanding, and there's no point in bothering with that if there isn't going to be, you know, anybody playing it. So, that's where I am. Yeah, that's where I am. All right, so what else? Well, and I don't know if I talked about this. Did I talk about this? If so, I apologize for repeating myself. But there is a streaming radio station, quote unquote, called Anon Radio, A-N-O-N Radio, all one word. And it's an adjunct to the SDF server. And if you're familiar with that, that is a Unix server. It's a lot of things. But it's primarily a large multi, very large multi, multi-user system that has, it's all command line stuff, right? Except that they do offer web pages, so you can, you know, you can use regular web, but you can create web pages there. You can play games, lots of games. You can chat. You can develop software. You can do all that sort of stuff, right? All that sort of stuff there, right? And I'm not a Unix person. I'm a Linux person, and they are very similar, but they're not the same. And you really run into those, you know, those differences can be significant when you don't have any clue what you're doing, right? You can run into a roadblock and just not have any idea how to move forward. But the real thing is that over the years, the SDF server has been so, it's hard to describe, but it's really designed, at least when you first step in, it's designed for newbies, but they don't spoon feed you everything, right? There's a lot of information that you need to find on your own. So it's a learning curve for me, but I've joined, you know, I tried joining years ago and I was kind of intimidated by the learning curve involved, right? I was less of, you know, I had less experience with open source software at that point, so I'm a little better equipped now to deal with some of these things, but it's still, I still have no clue what I'm doing, really. Sorry, getting a shot of fake grape. At any rate, I bring that up because Anon Radio, one of the other things that they do is they have a radio stream. It's called Anon Radio for, I don't know why, they have a story behind it, but it's kind of like HPR, but audio, right? Well, HPR is audio, excuse me, but radio stream, right? It's not radio over the air, but it's, you know, it's a regular stream, and it's mostly music. It's mostly music, but there is talking, and there, you know, anybody can do anything, really. So I was thinking it'd be a good venue for Star Drifter stuff. You know, I could just stream the books, you know. But boy, talk about a learning curve, trying to wrap my head around using Icecast 2. That's what their server is. And, you know, there's an audio source program called Easy Stream, all one word, Easy Stream, that you use to feed the audio server on their end. And long story short, I was thinking about it, hemming and hawing, thinking about it. And then some guy with a really cool time slot said, yeah, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to give up the time slot. Does anybody want it? And I was like, well, let's try. Let's give it a shot. So the time slot is Friday midnight, UTC, right? Everything is UTC time. And Friday midnight UTC is actually only 5 p.m. for me. No, not even. Midnight. It's like 3 in the afternoon? No, it's 4 in the afternoon. 5 in the afternoon. Forget me. 5 in the afternoon. 5 in the evening. I was right the first time. It's little stuff like that that throws me. But anyway, oops. Hang on. So anyway, it's a cool time slot, right? Easy to remember, etc. And it's only for an hour. That's nice. And for an hour, I can do Star Drifter stuff. So I agreed to do it. They put me on the schedule. I'm gonna do it, right? So this Friday at midnight UTC. So it's, you know, like Thursday into Friday. That's gonna be my slot. I'm gonna give it a shot. Now, every single day since then, and actually before that even, I've been playing with Easy Stream and Icecast. Now, I've been able to install Icecast on my computer just to test it out, and I can stream from there, right? And that means, now I don't have to worry about Icecast because that's on their end, right? But I figured installing it would make it easier to understand Easy Stream, and it has, right? So I've been working with Easy Stream to try to get everything straightened out and to get it all cleared up and try to do what I need to do with the limited tools on my system. And last night, I was up really late last night messing with this stuff and a lot of other things. But last night I was able to, they had an open mic period, that, you know, because they don't always have enough coverage. So during the open mic period, they have canned music that just plays. And I was able to get the Star Drifter promo. It was an audio thing that's on my feed, at the Star Drifter feed already. But just to see if I could get anything to stream over there. And I was able to get it to stream, but I had the details on the audio all screwed up. Because they're streaming stereo, 109, it's like stereo, and it's 44.1K and 192-bit and blah, 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 blah. CBR and all these details, and I had the audio wrong, so it sounded bad. And there's a significant delay between when you start the stream and when your audio appears on the, you start your end of the stream and the audio appears through the radio stream, right? Or like listening to that address and getting the audio. So it picked up like right in the middle of this thing, and the audio was all screwed up. So I cut that, right? But it was able to push audio. That's a success, right? So I cleaned that up, and then I tried it again, but I put a bunch of silence at the very beginning, hoping that when this thing popped in, it would be possible to have this audio just go, right? Be like a little bit of silence. If there's a big delay, the delay would eat into that silence, and then maybe the promo would show. It was a thought, but it was a poor thought, and it never broke in. And I suspect that the feed detected silence and just didn't do anything, right? So that didn't work. But I think what I should do when it's time for an open mic is have some music that plays at the beginning that can get eaten into, and then the audio will start, right? I haven't figured out how to do live voice yet, right? A lot of people do that. I haven't figured that out, but it's a thing that I'll want to do so that I can introduce stuff and then maybe talk to people, because the chat program that's in SDF is for a non-radio, right? Now, you can talk to anybody even if you're not listening to a non-radio, but it's the Anon Radio chat. So people often will talk to the DJs. They'll jump into the chat when their show is on, right? And a lot of these are pre-recorded, but they'll jump into the chat while the recording of their stream is going. And they might record a whole half hour episode with the music in there, and just play it. And I think that's pretty cool. So, my focus has always been on the fiction side of things. So, just trying to find another venue, another place that people can hear my stuff, I don't know. It seemed like fun. It seemed like a thing. And I gotta tell you, I have this, I don't know if it's a bucket list, but I have this list of accomplishments that I've tried to hit, right? And one of them was getting published. Well, I am published. I'm self-published, but self-published is still published. My stuff is out there. My work is out there. Nobody reads it to speak of, comparatively. But that doesn't matter. That was never the thing, right? That was never the thing. The idea of being a full-time writer was always a dream, but it was never on the list to speak of, right? Because I knew that part was always going to be elusive. Even back in the heyday of, before the internet and everything, it was nearly impossible to be a full-time writer. You had to be a best-selling, New York Times best-selling author to make a living at it, The greatest science fiction names that we all know, the greats, almost all of them had other jobs, and they needed them to get by. They were super famous for their science fiction, but in reality, that was one of the, it was like a minor part of their lives in a lot of ways, time-wise anyway. So I knew even back then that that was not going to be part of the job, but getting published was always a dream. Okay, well, the internet comes around and I'm able to do it myself. You know what? It doesn't look anything like I had in mind, but it's still there. So I'm still a published author, okay? I want the role-playing game, right? No one's gonna buy this. No, I'm not building this for one of the big names. You know, I'm doing it myself. You know? Again, doesn't necessarily look like I thought it would, but it's happening, right? Done, all right? It's a real game. It'll be really available to people who can play it if they want to. The audiobooks, that was never on the radar, because audiobooks as a genre, I was never really all that familiar with them until the internet came around, right? But it seemed like a natural fit, and I feel like I've done at least okay with my content, you know, producing the content. I think it's, you know, it's, I have audio for my written content. That's ultimately a good thing, right? Okay, so I've got that done. But what I always wanted was to have my stuff on the radio. And ultimately, I'd like to do radio drama, right? Audio drama on the radio. Well, I don't have any audio drama for Star Drifter, but I do have other stuff too, right? And so what if it's not audio drama, right? Because you need people for audio drama, generally, you know? So what if it's not that? I don't care, right? In other words, I don't care that it doesn't look exactly like I had in mind. You know, it's not really going over the radio waves, and it's not really audio drama, but it's still my stories, and it's still a stream, like radio, something like radio. I think that's gonna have to do, right? You make do with what you can get. I mean, otherwise you get nothing, you know? So I can take pride in that and say, yeah, I'll check that one off too, you know? And who knows, that could lead to something else. You never know, but I mean, that's just speculative, so it's not worth your time. But my thought here is just that if these are things that really matter, that I think are really important, then I should pursue them in some fashion, right? And be flexible enough so that when they don't look like I had in mind, are they still more or less what I had in mind? And this is more or less what I had in mind. So that's what I did. And I put my hat in the ring. And now I'm struggling to try to figure out how to do it properly. Because I don't know how. I don't know how. So I'm just learning. And so I might be a little fractured for a little while, but I figure once I get my head wrapped around the process, then it becomes significantly easier, you know? Maybe I should record an hour's worth of content, right? Most of which will be Motherload Part 1, you know? Maybe I should do that. And then the rest of it will just be other audio stuff. So, you know, I could mash up two things if I have the time and just, you know, figure it out that way. Is that a coyote? Coyote in the road, limping across the road. You're not doing too good there, guy. Oh. That's a coyote. Alright. I don't know if he was limping. They lope when they run. If you ever get to see one, they lope. So that might have been him. Just his, their natural gait is kind of, from a distance, can look like they're limping. But anyway, That's what I've been up to. I have a radio slot coming up, and I'm really hoping that I'll be able to pull it off. I'm gonna start with a song, I guess, music, just in case there's a huge, significant delay, and then it'll go in. What music? Not the Star Drifter music, because the shows already have those, you know, already have that. So I need to figure out another piece of Creative Commons music for Star Drifter. Something. I don't know. Anyway, I guess I'll leave that here. That's what I got going on this week. So, that's it, because I am home.